This is the log of Magnus Carter. Space Force and its crew are now on Mars, but only after a strange sequence of events. Before we left Earth, Chipper and Lodrick visited the Great Step Pyramid in Egypt, and there encountered two strangers who appeared, behaved, and spoke like ancient Egyptians. These figures then turned up in one of our expedition's freight ships. Little could be learned from the stowaways, except that they claimed to come from a planet called Kemet, which the Space Force identified as Mars. At last, the red planet was reached. The very next day, it was discovered that the stowaways had jumped ship, though where they'd gone remained a mystery. Meanwhile, the schedule for the exploration of Mars within the vicinity of the Valles Marineris was put into operation. Saxon and Lodrick left the ship in the land vehicle and went in search of rocks and minerals. Then they caught sight of a huge pyramidal-shaped rock situated in the valley below the horizon. Where are you precisely?
On the far side from you.
In the land explorer?
No, on foot. The transporter can't go everywhere.
Are you close together?
Of course. But can you move up the rock face a little way?
What, your space suit?
Well, don't worry. The way this rock is small, it's really like walking up a flight of shimmers to death. But how do you get in a minute or two?
Right.
Pyramid, steps. Next thing they'll be telling us, I found a step pyramid.
Stop! Good heavens! Look, Ben! Lightning, like I can't see! Look at us! Where did it come from?
Emergency! Emergency!
Pick up our
armpits!
Wait till I put the switch on and blind us up back!
Help!
I can hear you! Back, what is it?
Space Force, an intergalactic adventure by Charles Chilton, starring Barry Foster, Nigel Stock, Nicky Henson, and Tony Ostova. Episode 3, The Great Martian Pyramid.
Oh, I'm blind. Can't see a thing. Lodrick! Do you hear me, Lodrick? Hello, flagship. This is Saxon calling Space Force 2. Come in, please. Hello, hello. This is Saxon. My radio must have failed, but in case the transmitter's still functioning, I'll continue to talk. Ah, the blindness appears to be only temporary. It's beginning to clear now. Just above me, I can see an opening. An entrance into the pyramid.
Still nothing on the radio. What could have happened?
Can you see yet?
Hardly. But it's clearing.
Me too. Hello, Saxon, Lodrick, flagship calling Saxon. What happened?
If they can hear, then they can't reply.
Why? What did Saxon say? Back, Lodrick, back to the ship. But he sounded as if he was being strangled.
And then, not a word. And that was over 5 minutes ago.
We must go out and look for them.
Don't be too hasty, Chipper. You know the rule.
But we can't.
The ship must not be left unmanned except in extreme emergency.
But that's what this is. Saxon said so.
Give them one more call.
Yes, but we can't.
Give them one more call.
Hello, Saxon. Hello, Lodrick. This is flagship Space Force calling. Can you hear me? Over. It's no good. We'll have to go out and look for them.
How's your vision?
Coming back fast.
Mine too. Put your spacesuit on.
Yes, well, how do we get to them? They've got the land explorer.
We use the emergency solar mobiles.
There. Look. You can see where they swerved round that rock.
How are your eyes?
Almost clear. You bright coloured spots, that's all. And you?
The same. And just as well.
Can't we go faster?
No, not on this terrain. There's no point in inviting trouble. It's from the top of the slope.
nothing but red dust and boulders.
Now, that one over there must be the pyramidal rock that Jackson described.
That's where they are, then.
No, wait.
What for?
Can't miss it. No point in our rushing into disaster as well. Now, scan the valley.
There's nothing there.
Very well. We'll go down.
About time at all.
But take it slowly and keep your eyes open.
Can't see him.
We're doing a little searching on foot. Leave your automobile here.
Did Lobrick get back to the Land Explorer?
I don't think so. There's only two sets of tracks and they must lead to the rock.
That's where we'd better look next.
Right.
Last thing Saxon said before the emergency call was that they were going to climb that rock.
Easy in the flight of steps. Well, that's just how it appears.
It is a regular step pyramid after all. What weathered it?
The wind, the sandstorms, mountains of years of their storms could reduce the largest pyramid in Egypt to a crumbling ruin.
I didn't know they had them on Mars. The storms, I mean.
Oh, yes. Now, step carefully. Look for tracks.
Okay. Here's some.
Well done, Jimmy. This is where they must have started to climb, come on.
Up there. I think we'll find them.
We must. Come on. A higher viewpoint will allow us to see much more.
It's no good. They could be anywhere out in that desert. Lying behind any one of those rocks. We'll have to examine the lot.
No need. They were already climbing the pyramid when Saxon gave his call.
Then if they're here, we should see them.
Right.
So where are they? They could have just vanished into thin... Well, thin carbon dioxide.
No, they must be somewhere on these steps.
But we'd have seen them.
One more search. We'll go from here to the end and back. And the same for the next three rows.
Climbing even higher.
There's nowhere else to go. No. Not a thing. Come on. Let's try around the corner.
Around the corner? They said they were on this side, the far side from the ship.
That was before they started to climb. Before the emergency call.
Yes, but they might
have... Wait a minute. What's this?
What's what?
An opening. Like into a cave.
What?
They might have gone in.
This can't be natural, you know.
I think it can. I've seen galleries as well formed as in England under the methods. And all cut by nature. The constant wear of water for thousands of years.
But there's no water on Mars. You said so.
And what? And this could be proof of it.
Let's go back, Magnus. Saxon and Lodrick couldn't have had time to come this far, assuming they came in here at all.
Just a few yards more, they may be here. It gets much wider up ahead.
Roof gets higher, too.
Yes. You're right, Jimmer. This can't be natural. It's too symmetrical. The walls are too smooth.
I'll say it's not natural. Look over here, on the wall.
What?
A picture, a painting.
Tell me where.
Here.
What is the incredible thing?
More incredible than you think.
How?
I've seen this picture before.
Impossible.
Inside the step pyramid at Saqqara, down on Earth.
This
is pictures. And that's not all. See, there. Who's that?
Who's that? The very image of
Oflet. Except for a see-through robe. No wonder when I came in, I had the feeling I'd been here before. The gallery, the picture, they're all the same.
And this must be where Saxon and Lodrick are. Where does this gallery, the gallery down on Earth, lead to?
To an ancient tomb with a mummy and treasure in it. Except that the mummy had been removed just before we got there. By Maryanka and his crowd, most likely.
Show me the way.
Now, wait a minute. We got locked in that tomb all night. Who knows what might happen here?
We have to find Saxon and Lodrick. There's no sign of them being outside, so they must be in here.
Not necessarily. There was more than one entrance into the Saqqara pyramid.
We don't know where the other entrances are. Finding this one is our best luck so far. We must exploit it.
Oh, come on, then. This way. It's coming out the right distance. Entrance to the tomb should appear any second. Ah, there it is. Yeah, much bigger than the one in the Saqqara pyramid, but the same shape. They're usually fake. You can't go through them. But there's always one that works.
That's the one we have to find. Let's try this for a start.
Keep trying, there's bound to be one.
What about that one? Look, with ancient picture writing all over it.
Yeah. It's bigger than all the others.
It won't be easy to open it either. Even if it is the right door, wearing space suits is no help. Put your torch down and let's try now. Ready? Ready? Out!
So easy! You're going through.
Of course. Be on your guard.
You bet. Crikey! The Hall of Columns!
You've seen this before too?
Yeah. In the Saqqara tomb, there was a...
Oh, God, what's that?
Oh, it's the man with a bird's head. It's hideous.
Can't
you, it's horrible.
Calm down. It's not uncommon, you know.
Hey?
Many of the ancient Egyptian gods are portrayed as human with animal heads.
Well, who's this, then?
A fork-headed human. That represents Horus, god of the sun and sky.
Gave me quite a fright. Thank goodness he's not real. Blimey, he is real.
Skipper, come back.
The door's closing. For that. That light, I couldn't bear it. I don't know. Let's just get out of here. At least I can try and open the door.
You cannot escape. The door is barred.
Oh. You can hear us.
Ray here, all things.
Ray?
He is Lord of all.
You said that.
Blessed be the great God, Ray.
Hey, no, wait a minute.
You can't go now.
Hey. Palace dropped down in front of him. Just like it's the Kara.
Only worse.
Hey? How?
It's the Kara, there was air to breathe. Here, there's only carbon dioxide.
But we're wearing spacesuits. We've got our own air supply.
For 8 hours, and 2 hours of that has already been used.
Oh, I see.
How long were you trapped between the Kara?
About 15 hours.
Not if the Comedians leave it that long this time. They'll find a couple of dead Earthmen on their hands.
How long have we been here now?
5 hours.
They've left us to die, haven't they? They must have done. Why not? Why should they care if we die? They're not really human.
Exactly. That's why they should want us alive. We should be of interest to them.
Well, we're obviously not. But we can't just give up, Magnus. There must be some way of opening this entrance, some way of escape.
There isn't. It's a replica of the pyramids on Earth. The only mechanism is on the outside.
I don't believe it. I won't believe it. We must be able to... What's that?
What?
There. Behind you. In the wall. It's a lever. Look.
You're right.
Come on, Magnus. It must operate the door. One push and we'll be out of here.
It's working! It's working! That entrance over there is open! Thank goodness! I knew we'd be able to get out of here somehow. Stay close behind, Magnus. I'll just... Oh! The entrance. It just leads into another chamber, even smaller than this one. You're right, Magnus. There is no escape. Look, the door's open.
There's no use now. We'll never make it back to the ship.
We might as well try. Oh, no, who's this?
The King Crow. They're humanoid.
Not from the neck up. They better not lay a hand on me.
You'd be wise not to try and lay a hand on them. The neck up. Do we know what they want?
The great God King, Wraith, called Nartum, summons you to his presence. You must follow us.
They may have animal heads, but they have very human voices.
This way.
Come on, Jibber.
What are they going to do to us?
Whatever it is, it can't be worse than suffocating, which will happen in about 30 minutes from now. Do what she says. There's no turning back now.
You may take off your helmets.
What? In this atmosphere? How do we breathe?
Within the city, the air is pure. Even for Earthmen.
What do you think, Magnus?
It's certainly not doing him any harm.
All right, then. I'm going to test it and see. Get ready to lock my helmet back on if I pass out.
Let me take hold of it, then. Right.
All right, then. Here I go.
Yes. Yes. It is breathable. Quite safe. Well, up to now. Come on, Magnus, take your helmet off. Ah, yes. Beautiful air. Oh, is it oxygen? Where did it come from? I don't know. And how are these creatures able to breathe air and carbon dioxide?
These are your quarters.
A tomb?
It is a dwelling place.
Looks just like a tomb I saw down on Earth. Even the furniture.
You must prepare to meet the God King Ray called Nato. Garments are in the next room. Handmaidens will assist you.
What are they supposed to do?
If we go into the next room, we'll find out. Come on. Help me push the door.
There. Good gracious. Saxon and Lodderick.
Hello, Magnus. Chipper.
Look at Lodderick.
What kept you?
What's going on?
These ladies are saying that we're suitably attired.
Suitably attired?
To be shown into the presence of a great god king Ray called Nartum.
But where are your spacesuits?
Stowed away.
Is that all you intend to wear? To kill the pair of them?
More than these girls wear.
Oh, I see. And, what's that sweet smell?
It's us. Scented oil. Come on, you'd better be anointed and dressed.
Well, me? But suppose I don't want to be.
You take my advice, you'll go quietly and get it over.
And you, Magnus. I don't think there's any way to avoid it.
I see.
Very well. If they insist.
How do I look?
Fine!
I feel a right idiot, especially in this wig.
That goes for all of us. Now sit down. Whilst we're alone, we have a lot to talk about.
We certainly have. The first thing is how you and Lodrick landed up here.
We were captured and brought here by a crowd of animal-headed humans, if you can call them human. How about you?
We found our way in here by accident while we were searching for you. A hawk-headed man trapped us in a kind of mortuary chapel and then had us brought here to meet the God King, they said.
Those handmaidens. Just look at that food.
What a feast.
Put it right here, huh?
And who's this?
Musicians. They sent us music with our meal.
Yes, they're certainly treating us well.
What with the beautifully tiled walls, the elegant furniture, the scented oil, the food, and the music, I'm beginning to feel just like a pharaoh.
But why are they treating us this well?
How much longer are they going to leave us here? It must be 2 hours since we ate.
How should I know? Why don't you just relax and enjoy the music?
Well, what if I can understand it? Unless she knows anything else.
Why don't you ask her?
Ask them a question, and all they do is stretch out their arms, put their hands together, and bow their heads.
A sign of obeisance.
Why don't they talk?
Probably not allowed to. They've been told that we're too high and mighty for a conversation to take place between us.
Greetings.
May the light of Ray shine upon you.
You are bathed and refreshed?
Yes, thank you. What happens now?
Follow us.
The God King awaits.
We passed along a lengthy corridor until we came to a large stone door, which rose to let us pass through. We entered a great palatial hall whose roof was supported by many rows of pillars carved to represent lotus plants and palm trees. At the end of the hall, we came face to face with a number of elevated platforms, and seated on the top on a large throne of stone was a hawk-headed man. Once we had come into the presence of the God King, we lined up before the bottom step of the dais and faced him. One of our escorts, the jackal-headed creature, bowed low before the God King, climbed to the top step, and turned to face the hall.
Hear ye the words of Sekhmet, the mighty one, goddess of war, whose body emits the fiery glow.
Look upon the face of the great God King, Horus Khornatan, the ever merciful. Look upon the eye of the rain.
Down! Quick! You blood on the floor, cover your eyes! It's that light again! He's got those garments crossed with a loop at the top like an eye.
Called an anchor.
Whatever it's called, when everything turns it on us, it emits this incredible light.
Look upon the eye of the rain and the rain.
So that's where it comes from. Everyone get down in time. No one hurt.
All right.
Hear his voice and tremble.
Amen. We welcome you to Kemet. Which of you is Lord of the Great Sunboat?
God has spoken. Who is Lord of the Great Sunboat?
I am. I'm called a commander, not a lord. Commander Saxon Beric. But tell me.
Silence.
What?
Speak only when addressed.
All I want.
Silence.
Everybody down. There's no need to blind us again.
It is your team now. Men tremble at its glass. Arise and hear the word of your God. Do not speak until addressed.
Lord Commander Saxon Paul Berry, do you know the secret of the Sunstone?
I've never heard of the Sunstone.
No, I have never heard of the Sunstone.
Lord, I have never heard of the Sunstone.
Is there no one among your servants who knows?
I do, my lord.
You, Roderick?
It means the motive power of the sunboat in the boat grave down on Earth.
Who are you that knows the sunstone?
Roderick Sincere, my lord. Flight engineer of Spaceport.
You are more than welcome to Hemet. The blessing of rain go with you forever.
The hawk-headed creature questioned us for a long time, mostly about the ship and our duties aboard. Then, at long last, the audience came to an end, and he left amidst great pomp and ceremony. Then we were ordered to our feet and escorted back to our sepulchral but beautifully furnished quarters.
Well, what was all that about?
He seems mainly interested in the ship.
He wants to use it.
But why?
To get away from here. Did you ever see such a place? No water, no air. Everybody forced to live underground.
Where would he go?
Well, anywhere would be better than here.
There are plenty of worse places in the solar system.
Your friend, what are you doing here?
Greetings.
And Marianka.
May the blessings of Ray shower upon you.
Where did you two come from? And how did you manage to get out of our ship?
We are the bearers of joyful news.
You're releasing us.
The great King God, Ray Cognatum, receives you into his service.
How do you know?
He himself commanded us to bring this news to you.
He is our God and our Lord.
Well, he didn't see you at the audience he gave us.
I stood at the God's right hand.
What? You were one of those creatures with animal heads?
The priest of Seth, the King God's defense and the mighty sun built against the great serpent and the powers of darkness and evil.
But your animal head looks so real.
So will yours.
Mine?
You are to be priest of Re, whose eye is the sun. You are all to be honored and given new names.
You are to be appointed high officials in the King God's court and served by his side as lords of the great sun boat.
What about our release?
Yes. Release?
Back to our sun boat.
There is no release.
What?
No servant of the God King Re can ever be released.
Never? You mean he expects us all to serve to the death?
Unto death and beyond.
In that episode of Space Force, Chipper was played by Nicky Henson, Saxon by Barry Foster, Magnus by Nigel Stock, and Loderick by Tony Ostova, with Wendy Murray, Willoughby Goddard, and Bernard Brown. Space Force was written by Charles Chilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.